Chapter 5. They went along, not arm in arm, or hand in hand, or interchanging bright glances, but she in tears, he gloomy and down-looking. Were these the arts that had so lately made old Toby's leap up from its faintness? No, no. The alderman, a blessing on his head, had put them down. As you happen to be here, apostrophe said the alderman to Toby, you shall carry a letter for me. Can you be quick? You're an old man. Apostrophe, Toby, who had been looking after Meg, quite stupidly, made shift to murmur out that he was very quick and very strong. How old are you? Apostrophe, inquired the alderman. I'm over 60, sir, apostrophe said Toby. Oh. This man's a great deal past the average age, you know, apostrophe cried Mr. Filer breaking in, as if his patience would bear some trying, but this really was carrying matters a little too far. I feel I'm intruding, sir, apostrophe said Toby. I misdoubted it this morning. Oh dear me. Apostrophe, the alderman cut him short by giving him the letter from his pocket. Toby would have got a shilling too. But Mr. Filer clearly showing that in that case he would rob a certain given number of persons of ninepence halfpenny apiece, he only got sixpence, and thought himself very well off to get that. Then the alderman gave an arm to each of his friends, and walked off in high feather, but he immediately came hurrying back alone, as if he had forgotten something. Porter, apostrophe said the alderman. Sir. Apostrophe said Toby. Take care of that daughter of yours. She's much too handsome. Apostrophe, even her good looks are stolen from somebody or other, I suppose, apostrophe thought Toby, looking at the sixpence in his hand, and thinking of the tripe. She's been and robbed 500 ladies of a bloom apiece, I shouldn't wonder. It's very dreadful. Apostrophe, she's much too handsome, my man, apostrophe repeated the alderman. The chances are that she'll come to no good, I clearly see. Observe what I say. Take care of her. Apostrophe with which, he hurried off again. Wrong every way. Wrong every way. Apostrophe said Trotty, clasping his hands. Born bad. No business here. Apostrophe, the chimes came clashing in upon him as he said the words. Full, loud, and sounding but with no encouragement. No, not a drop. The tune's changed, apostrophe cried the old man, as he listened. There's not a word of all that fancy in it. Why should there be? I have no business with the new year, nor with the old one neither. Let me die. Apostrophe, still the bells. Pealing forth their changes, made the very air spin. Put 'em down, put 'em down. Good old times, good old times. Facts and figures. Put 'em down, put 'em down. If they said anything, they said this, until the brain of Toby reeled. He pressed his bewildered head between his hands, as if to keep it from splitting asunder. A well-timed action, as it happened. For finding the letter in one of them, and being by that means reminded of his charge, he fell, mechanically, into his usual trot, and trotted off. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.